Tom C. McKnight Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, Baker, B-A-K-E-R, address is 6356 County Road 23, Orland, California, 95963, phone 530-228-3474, ID XXXX-9005, date of birth is 2-8-1974, 49-year-old, married, industrial farmer. Insurance is Anthem, PERS, Gold, Blue Cross. Pharmacy is CVS in Orland. It is addressed to 2-8-1974, Schmiespa. Below that, it should say Dr. Chester Austin, M.D. Below that should say Family Medicine. Then it should say North Valley Indian Health-Willows, 207 North Butte Street, Willows, California, 95988-2803, 530-934-4641. Below that, 530-934-4081, parenthesis fax in parenthesis. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of episodic, recurrent, and at times persistent symptoms of vertigo. Subparagraph, abnormal findings of MR imaging. Subparagraph, remote history of probable immune deficiency disorder. Dear Michael Schmies, Dr. Austin, and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Matthew Baker for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, as you are aware, Matthew has been having ongoing symptoms of what would seem like positional vertigo, increased with head movement and improved with rest, commonly associated with episodic and then extended symptoms. Lasting from seconds to minutes and at times minutes to even hours in the afternoon without obvious precipitating event. Subparagraph, this has been going on for 8 months. New paragraph, he has a history of COVID immunization and a possible COVID virus exposure, however, with negative home testing. New paragraph, as a child, he had a clinical history of suspected immune deficiency for which he saw a number of physicians and was given immunoglobulin injections by Dr. Dohm, D-O-M-B, in Reading. New paragraph, he saw Dr. Stewart for evaluation as well, and more recently has seen a local immunologist who did more extensive laboratory testing, all of which in review, including his immunoglobulin values and some antibody testing, was unremarkable. New paragraph. MR imaging of the brain was completed at And that should say MR imaging the brain was completed with and without contrast in open systems imaging. On February 27, 2023, with and showed some small posterior periventricular non-enhancing white matter foci. And an additional left periatrial white matter focus without enhancement. Subparagraph, no evidence of volume loss or encephalomalacia, comma, intracranial susceptibility artifact, the basal ganglia and thalamus were unremarkable, as was the hippocampus. There was no abnormal intra or extra axial enhancement. A cystic space was identified in the posterior fossa, consistent with the sterna magna versus an arachnoid cyst. A partial empty cella was notable. There was normal anatomical structures centrally. Ventricles and cisterns were patent with normal configuration. The orbits were unremarkable. Some patchy paranasal sinus mucosal thickening was present, with incidental findings of postoperative changes through the paranasal sinuses. A residual retention cyst or air fluid level in the left maxillary sinus. New paragraph. His recent laboratory studies available today for review showed no abnormalities. New paragraph. He is due to see his immunologist physician for follow-up in reevaluation. New paragraph. New paragraph. His neurological examination today appears to be unremarkable. He is a well-developed, well-nourished, right-handed man who is alert, oriented, pleasant, and who appears to be slight to mildly anxious, but otherwise in no distress, with preserved memory, thinking, and cognitive function with normal logic and insight. New paragraph. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 show no anomalies. New paragraph. His motor examination shows normal to bulk, tone, and strength. Sensory examination was deferred. Deep tendon reflexes were not tested today. His ambulation remained fluid. New paragraph. Cerebellar and extrapyramidal testing disclosed no evidence of tremor with intention, initiation, or movement. No evidence of inducible neuromuscular stiffness. New paragraph. No obvious ambulatory ataxia. New paragraph. Romberg's test would be unremarkable. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Matthew Baker presents with a history of the relatively recent onset of vertigo that is commonly associated more with movement or ataxia, but only identified by the patient when he is quiet and still. His symptoms resolve when he is supine. Ambulatory testing with positional maneuvers was unremarkable. for a diagnosis of positional vertigo. New paragraph, he denies any clinical history of dysomnia, insomnia, or nocturnal movement disorder. New paragraph. His comprehensive screening immunological evaluation is unremarkable. New paragraph. His remote history suggests childhood immune deficiency that may have improved over a period of time. New paragraph. He has a history of immunoglobulin injection therapy for control of serious recurrent sinusitis. New paragraph. MR imaging of the brain suggests possible risk factors for ischemic, autoimmune, or demyelinating disease. New paragraph. His clinical history would suggest the possibility of stereotypical spells. New paragraph recommendations. We will obtain initial static EEG to exclude seizure disorder. New paragraph. I'm referring him to Dr. Anton Dotson for allergy/immunological further evaluation with his clinical history and findings. New paragraph. After review of his current nutritional status, I will obtain follow-up laboratory testing, including nutritional biomarkers and testing for autoimmune neurological disease. New paragraph. Therapeutic recommendations. I'm giving a prescription for a men's daily vitamin that he can continue with his other supplementation. New paragraph. I'm scheduling him for a follow-up reevaluation in a few weeks with the results of his studies for further recommendations. New paragraph. Today we discuss the possibility of spinal fluid examination as part of his evolving workup with his current findings. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when he returns.